Blog Talk Radio. give you all the glory.
We give you
so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight. tonight, but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Now, that being said, before we get into the poetry and fellowship and all of that, we need to connect with somebody that's going to help this show go the way they want it to go. And that is to offer it to our Lord. So if you all would join me in prayer, join me at the throne, let's talk to our Father for a moment. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, asking for your forgiveness, asking for your blessings, asking for your strength. Father God, we offer this platform to you, Lord, that something we say this evening may be used by you to edify, to lift, to instruct another. Use us, Lord, as you will. We humbly offer our pens up to you, Father. We also ask your peace upon the chaos in Israel and the Gaza Strip and Palestine. We ask that you would intervene, Father. We understand what your word says and those signs of the end times, Father. So we know that it's going to get tough. So ask for your peace, Father, for your peace amongst those that have accepted you, those that will be martyred for you, Father God. We ask for your peace and your strength to do what must be done. Father God, we ask that you would put your hedge of protection around our children, Lord. They seem to be a commodity these days, a target, if you will, these days, Lord. Protect. Place people in their lives that will mentor them, Father God, into the way that they should know, the way that they should grow. Thank you, Lord. We love you. And we ask these things in the precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Interesting.
Seen the rising and setting of the sun quite a few times. And that's just dropping the bucket. So, changes. Frightening, amazing, and powerful. From the depth of my being.
I'm not going to, at this moment anyway, keep harping on that. But be forewarned, you might just hear it again, because the seriousness of this is beyond explanation. My brother Alonzo, how are you these
yes.
days?
Oh, man. Oh, man. First of all, let me just say, you know, happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there, including you, things of
yes.
that nature.
Yes, thank you.
Still winding down on some things. Did a couple of parades yesterday. I was with the Tuskegee Airmen and with the DAV, Disabled American Veterans. And, yeah, it was just yesterday, just the message of yesterday, you know, and everybody's just thinking of that and just thinking about the things that I personally went through to get here and, you know, just taking it all in. I just thank God, you know what I mean? I just thank God that he still got me here. I'm able to see the things that I am seeing with the times changing. I never thought I'd be in the place that I am today to see, you know, the change. I have issues myself, but, you know, watching the world crumble as it is, again, I just thank God that I have a relationship with him because, Yeah. Because we've come real far, but it just seems real blank, real faint, you know? The future just seems real, I don't know, uncertain. I'm just shit. But I'm real confident and certain in myself and what I have planned for the next 10 years. I just don't know about the world, you know?
Yes, I do know. I can only imagine some of the emotions that you have to experience there. I saw a veteran, but praise God, I didn't have to see any combat in my 8 years. I do have friends and I know people, and I've seen the effect on our veterans. And in many cases, the lack of concern or the lack of resources or the lack of, or just the lack, helps them. The number of homeless veterans is embarrassing in what's supposed to be the world. I truly understand, empathize with those going through there. They stay in my place. We can talk about that too. I was in a similar state of introspection, inflection. A tornado of thoughts and emotions and terribly. And it caused me to write something that I'm about to do now that I think may also cause a thought. As you were saying what you said previously, I just got this feeling that I said, oh, okay. I know I was writing it for me, but as always, there's someone else that got it. This is what I have for us. It's called I Surrender.
The mic is yours there, King.
It comes. Thank you. It comes to the point you can't run anymore. Where the callings of God no longer be ignored, where you realize you're disappointing our Lord. Remember the teachings, principles passed down from the elders, back to the ancient wisdoms that flow through your veins. Back to the spiritually majestic beacons of God, when we were shining examples of living lives pleasing to them. There also comes a point where you realize and analyze what part you've played in your current season, whether directly, in denial, or still dealing with the grief or two. Points where you know that you are part of peace. A point where you accept what you have also known that you can not do it alone. Okay. So God, I surrender. I surrender my weaknesses. I surrender my fears, my regrets, my health, and my wealth. I surrender, my Lord, my reluctance to let go. I surrender my pride to thee. On these aging, repentant knees, Lord, I surrender what has always been yours to thee. I surrender my soul. Thank you for being the God that you are. With all that I am, the only I am. I said,
yes, sir. I surrender. I do surrender. That's the only thing I can really come up with. I understand, you know, with the, like you said a minute ago, all the different feelings that flows through. Just trying to place your thumb on where to start. It's just crazy. Man, but that piece, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, because I needed something to land on. I needed something to guide me, because like I said, that I just don't know. I just don't know what we coming into. I don't, you know, I just don't know what's starting to lose all kind of hope and faith.
It's going to be a point where the realization that we are in those days that were foretold. You know, there were so many things as a child, but in when I started understanding God and concepts of the Trinity, even in my younger age, I kind of knew it in my mind or in my heart that I believed it. But I just knew these were future. We're 2,000 plus years past Christ's initial visit to this earth. So, I mean, I know that 100 years us is just a blink of an eye to God, because he's outside the concepts of time. So I've told myself that, yes, I believe these things, but this is things that are going to be past my years on this earth. Things that I know are going to happen. And I'm not going to be around to see it happen. And as time went past, and I matured spiritually, I began seeing those things that were foretold to hurl in the end of earth as we know are coming to pass more and more. I remember as a kid, they used to laugh at these religious sellouts to be out there and the end is coming, the end is coming, except for the Lord, out on the street corner. And we'd look at them, like, them people, please. You need that type of realization, except that the end is coming. We need them, a soldier, to get out there and speak that word and tell them that. Because if we don't, we can no longer sugarcoat things or keep that scale on our eyes saying that it's down the way, it's down the road. No, it's not. It's here, live and in technical. Read up on the studies that show thyself approved. How about that? We get ourselves together. God is the glory for that. I was in tears as I was writing, but I didn't remember what I was saying. Writing. And then when I finished and thought I got myself together, I went back and read it again. And the tears started again.
Yeah. You had to start it all over again. That's crazy. That's a lot of thinking. A lot of put down.
But another thing, my go-to scripture that anybody that knows me, I'm sure they've heard me say it many, many times before. For me, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that we have. So we can forget about stressing over how am I going to do this, what I'm going to do. Seek him, spend our time seeking him. He's going to guide our path. That's going to handle all of them things that we've beaten ourselves up and getting wrong or getting halfway right or whatever the case may be. Seek him first. I ain't got to worry about that. It's my go-to scripture, but boy, oh boy, something so simple because we make it so difficult. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm not here to preach tonight. But I think that is part of our calling on this platform. That goes for all. Anyway, my brother, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You better preach for us tonight. Did you find something to do for us tonight?
I do have a piece of a piece. If that's
okay.
Yeah. Didn't know exactly what words to say, and I didn't want to just write down words and just fill up a piece of paper. So
I definitely respect that. The mic is yours for
called
a piece of a piece.
Oh. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you very much. Thank you, thank you. Piece here is called A Love Unspoken. What of a love unspoken? Is it weaker without a name? Does this love deserve to exist without a title? Because I dare not share its name. Does that make me cruel or cold to deny the world of my salvation? Because I choose to let grow. People tend to choke that which they do not understand. Why shouldn't I be weary and withhold the love from man, but a love unspoken no one has ever known? But this is love that lasts, and in the secrecy it grows. Comes from deep within. And the heart is the only one that knows until you express it into person or the object in which you desire. No one really knows that unknown love. End peace.
You picked a... For me, at times, a difficult topic to speak about love. Because it means so many different things to so many different people. And yet, it really is but something very simple. You know, and love that's unspoken is... It's almost like a waste of a blessing. You know, so I appreciate you mentioning the need to communicate that love. You have to allow that person to know that you get the depth of your love or the realness of your love. Because in doing so, you're letting that person know you. Desires to grow with them in that love, to share with them something that is of God. It's a beautiful thing when your love meets love. So we have to be careful to separate the love that our carnality brings to mind and the true essence of love. Because a lot of times we get lust and pride, ego, confused with love. But he said love comes from deep within. That's something that's a real love is beneath our minds and our emotions. It's something that's coming from our primal essence. That's a powerful piece there. I can't wait till you finish.
Thank you, sir.
I need to hear all of that. Sure.
Let me ask you this: what is that? Is that love or is that passion?
That's interesting because you can have passion without love, but I don't think you can have love without passion.
I agree with that one.
That's
I think you'd be passionate about trying not bubble gum.
I said, no, you would come with a mind-thinking question, as you always do.
That's off the cobwebs of certain thinking parts of the brain.
No, and that's really that's the reason right there why I got half of a page written down, because there's so many things to unveil and clear up. You know, the unspoken love. Say that part again.
I'm going to tell you about something a little later. Thank you for bringing a piece of it.
Indeed.
I can see the wheel turn.
Well, thank you again, sir.
You know, I see we got a couple hands out here. Great. She showed her took us last night on the thing. What is epiphanies, of course? This is someone that I'm so glad to hear from, because there was a time when we really couldn't hear from it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Gentlemen, this is none other than Ms. D.I.P. Welcome, my love. How are you?
I'm good. How, Paul? Hey, Alonzo, how are you?
Good evening, Ms. D.I.P.
Hey. It's good to be back.
For many reasons. Especially like Hamilton. Also, that was last night, wasn't it? Adrian?
What was last night?
Mm-hmm.
That was last night, right?
Yeah, I came on with Romantic Saturday with Diane.
Before me. You did a piece. Addie's feeling all good inside. I'm sitting there grinning from ear to ear. Spoke about a love. That's nice, a love. Okay? Oh, man. That's a good thing. Hey, look. Do your piece again. Love is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, my lady. Or Addie.
Yes, sir.
The one diva to the other diva says, Diva, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, this is a short piece, and it's called I'm Not the Same.
The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I'm not the same woman I used to be since I had a brush with mortality. So don't say anything about my past you'll regret. I won't stoop to your level, but I'll never forget how you made me feel. Go ahead and burn your bridges, I'll heal. I'm on to higher ground. I choose to elevate my soul heaven bound. I'm not the same woman I used to be. No time for bitterness or jealousy. Since that harsh hit with mortality, I changed my atmosphere, held on to all was dear. I moved away to be a help. On the real, I was sinking and couldn't help myself. I sacrificed for years, cried many tears, got kicked from my comfort zone, wondered if my heart would find a home. Then I began to hope. Thank goodness never turned to dope. Love finally found me. It was inside me all along. I wasn't wrong. Believe me, I'm not the same woman I used to be. No longer concentrating on my immortality. I am transformed with a renewing of my mind. There is self-love, the loves I have in my life. And life is good no matter what happens, whatever I find. And that's that peace.
Man.
Yeah. I'm going to let you comment first, because if I get to it, I start on that piece, nobody have anything to say. So I'm going to shut up and allow you to comment on that first.
Well, may I ask who you was writing that to? Or was that just a general population question?
No, you know what? What happened was, if anybody did not know, I had cancer in my lung, and in July, I had surgery, and they removed my upper left lobe, and they checked out all the margins, lymph nodes, and everything, and there was no more cancer found. So that was a good thing. That's a good thing. And then, not a month later, I discovered my vocal cord was paralyzed. Then 2 weeks ago, I had to go in the hospital again for an injection. And within 1 week, my voice was back. And I'm not needing any more injections. So I have to take it easy, you know, off and on. But I'm back. And I thank God because, you know, he healed me. Can't say enough about him. Can't thank him enough.
I saw the phoenix rising.
Yeah.
See, I see strong phoenix. Yeah, that was a great piece. I appreciate that, Damon. Thank you.
Thank you.
That piece right there. It was power. Like it made me like sit up like, yeah, okay. You recognize and realize the source of your strength. Another reference, Alonzo, being made to the depth. I think that was a cathartic piece to an extent for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're freeing yourself. Now, before we ask you to go into the praise founder, I want to hear what half of the I had a new name I dose you to, the Delectable Duo.
My diva and
I. With the utmost respect and love to y'all two.
Yeah, absolutely.
What y'all got going?
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are hosting the show Divas Talk, and we cover a myriad of topics, and we have good music and great poetry. I mean, people come through, and it's a very good show, and, you know, everybody should please hit us up at least once, because I'm guaranteeing you'll love it. So that's it.
Hey, Liza, what you doing Wednesday?
Huh?
What are you doing Wednesday?
I'm sorry, I didn't still hear the last part.
What are you doing Wednesday at 9 p.m.?
Oh, Wednesday at 9 p.m., that would be about 6 my time. I'm usually getting off at 5:30, so 6 o'clock I'll probably be in traffic, if not coming through the door, turning the radio station on to listen to Miss VIP and
La Pearl Negra. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
I was going to ask you, would you like to meet me there? But I see you already had that in mind. Awesome.
So, I'll be in tune. I try to call in, but I'll be in traffic a lot of the time. So,
if you can call in, but I'm glad
to
hear.
My mom used to say. My mom used to say this. Okay, I'm going to be there. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
I understand the God willing part, but I could never understand what the creek don't rise meant. But anywho. I'm going to have to Google it and see if Siri knows what the heck that means.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's God willing and nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean, I get the concept, but I need to do it, get the ideology of that. Maybe because it's the creek rose and you couldn't get down the road to do some things.
You really don't.
I don't know. But I think that's going to be my homework, but got to figure that one out, see if I can find it. But anyway, you're going to keep things moving along. Adrian, I was so glad you came through. Always great.
Thank you.
See you Wednesday, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And if not, I'll be there. Sure.
One love, one night.
God bless.
One love, one.
God bless you both.
God bless you too.
You know what that made me want to do, Alonzo? Play the song.
Yeah. Okay.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
remember this, has come over me.
I got sidetracked. We're getting ready to bring on our next caller, which is Eric, who's 573. Buffalo, Mississippi.
Hey! Paul Sampson, my brother, from another mother, Senator Spittle. What's going on, my dude?
Senator, what's going on? My man. Good Lord, it's been a minute.
Well, I have a new service, and I can call Epiphany again. So, guess who's back again? Sinner's back. I'm in. Are you?
I don't. Alonzo, have you met Sinister Spittle?
I don't believe I have.
Nice, good to meet you, brother.
Okay,
well, Alonzo, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too,
Mr. Alonzo.
Pleasure's all mine.
This is Sinister Spittle. Now, Alonzo, you remember what I said to you earlier about some of your questions making you dust off parts of your brain, just the thought process.
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
The areas that you had
I
people dust
deluge.
Off are going to have to be dusted off again. This
I am
man makes you break
the
out of
betterment
the
and the empowerment and the powers of be. So I got,
the Encyclopedia Britannica, Webster's Dictionary, and Colin Sutton.
Okay.
But, you know, I haven't been able to call in because of my service. And I sometimes avoid your show. It's not that I don't believe I give credit where credit's due. You write a certain wave, but your wave is this. It's about empowerment and betterment of self through recognition and right with the universe. So I'm going to give you a piece just on that.
Indeed.
But, you know, with that being said, I'm going to sit back, shut my mic off, and the mic is yours, King.
This is Gifted Sands. Wake, loud, sleep. Distorted, we dream in lucid evocations, rays. In my awakening, there are serrated moments of danger. Here, in fire's absent mindedness, we destroy simple breath. At times, when looking at the sky, I find myself grounded. I no longer feel lost and alone in parallels of tragedy. I find myself on cliff's edge, ocean beneath me howling. I grow wings and fly into the horizon, heavens brushing, deeply inhale the divinity. Hearing golden voices shout, directing me to my earthly home and gushing regal. I'm rejoiced in simple moments we dismiss in fiber optics. When are we going to wake up. Embrace now. It's frustrating to feel such a lack of worth in oneself. Engage! just engage. I decree for change. Be art. I'm art. It's where I find solace and resounded victory. Eyes unscathed, so clearly I can see the wonder now. Where silence and sand, the pine gifts the blind. Shake off nightmares of correlated depictions. One saw vicious descent. Sweat drenched, shallow lungs cracked like ice under laborious dialect. Ethereal illusions, graffiti soft and cranial sides forgotten. In exchange, ticker tape. Parodies of toxic disasters, marching clutter, throwaways. Propel down granite wall faces, shy of demeanor, holding complaints. Rather queer, the Holy Mother has unleashed colossal havoc in return. Self-absorbed civility, callous, as to treating her bounty with soakus, crown the belligerent masses, acknowledgement of what is not presently in play. In silence, ultra-glowing effervescence, you can touch the depth of value. A myriad of incredible obscurity in harvested golden chalices full. Inebriate our commonwealth to obtain solidarity in sullen hymns. Anointed in a spiritual kingdom, tolling. As a name deemed. Trifle obscurities are the conformity of a reality we overconsume. Ascertained prolific insight dispersed. Eclipse under solar low tides. Once there's an intrinsic knowledge exuding and interaction is alive. Bound. No longer held prisoner. Gifted. These keys. Releasing such binds. Blocker breathing and peace.
Definitely true to the middle side. That was powerful. I got very full. I got several meals out of that. I saw an epiphany in there where there's a self, almost like a self recognition, where you realize the possibility. Because of your God's origin, and you spoke about that also. I also saw there's a concern for the waywardness with their disobedience, basically. It's about in there. Like always with you, Sinister, I have to go back and listen to the archive to hear that piece again so I can get it all because there's so much in that piece, as usual. But as usual, I'm going to go back and hear it again to get all of it because I'm greedy. I'm a fat man in a thin body, remember? But, Gifted Fans. The title of it was interesting. Again. But I enjoyed that piece. And your delivery, of course, feeling that piece. And there's a question that's going to be asked, but I'm not going to ask it. I'm going to allow Alonzo to ask that question and include that piece.
might as well get them.
Oh, you were reading my mind. Brother, I just want to know one thing. Who was that dedicated to? I want to get in character because the way that I heard a lot of intellectual emotions in this poetry right here, this piece right here. And I like how you went into character and you threw it off a little bit with the fluctuation of the voice. You know what I mean? So I kind of felt like I was in a holiday spirit almost in a sense. Yeah, I want to know who you was writing that to. Who was you writing that to?
You know, frankly, to me, to the world, you know. Let's use some cliches because we're in Rome, so let's go there. And God lives his cleanliness, and God is me. Because I keep all these orders I understand religion. I don't follow it. But everything is based on good intent. And my life is about purpose and intent and about acknowledging that which is to be, which is that which gets you take care of. And it's about me because it's about the energies that are around that have always been there that I haven't acknowledged. And in acknowledging these energies, you know, this is how I speak on religion, these energies take care of me. So I have to take care of me so I can be at one.
Okay, so are you saying, are you acknowledging the Holy Spirit within you, or are you saying the contents of the life is that you went through is what made you who you are and put you, you know what I mean, like you learn from your mistakes, in other words?
Yeah, you learn from life. I'm a big buff on history. You want to know the future? Read a history book. Because things repeat themselves because nobody learns. So, like, my son likes to say, I think too much, right? I'm like, no, I don't think too much. If everybody thought half as much as I fucking, if half as much as I did, we wouldn't have the problems we have in the world today because it's about acknowledgement and comforting and discernment. And that's what this piece is. It's a culmination of all these things brought to fruition and is shedding these things. Now, I'm not saying that once you shed them, they don't come back. And you don't have to deal with them on different levels because we reach different levels and are in our enlightenment or in our heightenment. So, you know, these things will come back to you, and it's okay. And that's why they're gifted sayings, because through the hourglass, you know, they will always have an inkling of what has been that makes us better. Nothing defines us, but everything refines us. You know, like that.
Indeed. And I do believe the world thinks twice as much as you. I just don't think there's the common sense amongst all that thinking. There's, you know, there's the way, the truth, and the light. There's that way, and then there's the worldly way. And the more the world thinks, the more doors have been opened, and that's the reason why we're in the chaos that we're in today. Because we decided to walk in other footprints.
Without thought, past one. And that's the problem. And,
yeah.
And that's where sickness, that's where grounding all becomes, is the thought past one. You know, it's like my neighbor's kid is disabled, right? And they got to use my driveway. I'm saying this is about thought past one. They're struggling. I'm watching this for a month. I got a little bit of money, extra money. I wouldn't fix my driveway. And then also fix my neighbor's walkway so she can get up and down during winter. And it's not because anything more than I want everybody to stay, because I'm watching my surroundings. And if we just start to watch our surroundings and the people that are involved in our life on a daily basis, we can start to change the world and make it a better place. Yeah, it's that simple.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, that's
just the thing. And one of the things
I appreciate that.
I love how Sinister is his reluctance to
conform. I mean, my reluctance to conform. I will not conform. I refuse.
To, you know,
let me put it this way. I'm offended.
But I don't do it arrogantly, and I don't do it callously. I do it with acceptance and appreciation of all, you know, and that's where we're at.
Hear me out, citizen. Not at all. I'm a firm believer that if you look at a cup, you decide you want to call it an hourglass, a bag of chips, whatever, it doesn't change that from being a cup. And so much of what I hear from you, so much of what you believe and so much of who you are godly principles. You just see them as you know, the energy, so on and so forth. It, you know, it just shows me that at the end of the day, it all comes from the same source. And that's what I appreciate about you. So I'm not speaking in any way negatively about you or your beliefs. I enjoy it. I look forward to it because they're different. Just to see those principles that you hold at essence in you that causes you to want to fix your neighbor's traffic. These are all God. I embrace you. Don't ever change. You know, your essence,
I refuse. And think about that, though. I mean, you and I believe on different levels, but we can touch the same principles because it's all about being good. It's all about being right. You know, and that's what the base principle is. That's what people have to remember is you know, do unto others. It's not a religious thing. It's a reality thing, man. So I love you guys. Appreciate you. Glad to be back.
It's the simplest tenet. It's the simplest
one love, one mic.
Only grasp it. One love, one mic. I hope to hear from you again, my brother. God bless. Didn't I tell you? He definitely gives you food.
Two scoops, please.
That's what I definitely.
Yeah, that was a good piece, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Real a lot of intellectual emotions in that one. I would like to say that I would like to partake on some of the extracurricular activities that one may be doing on the sideline, but nevertheless, here or there, it was very intriguing, deep into the passion. You know, as I was saying earlier, the difference between the love and the passion. You can hear the passion in his piece.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to play this song. James Ford. Well, dear future me, and so much of what he brings to my thoughts are, who am I going to be in 20 years? Things along the field on my, you know. James Ford.
Dear future me. Will I ever smile again? Dear future me. Trouble is real. I wanna know. future me, finally.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Dear future me,
showing us our ways. Thank you for giving us the sound mind, the right and the decision, the discernment to make our own choices. Thank you for the grace, the mercy, the love, the support. Thank you for all the support, all the protection, all the knowledge, everything. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the brothers and sisters that are listening tonight. That have called in to share their love with one another. May we grow in your name and continue to do so when we get off this radio and into the night and into tomorrow. And with that being said, in your name I pray, amen.
Your grandmother, when you get a change, call me. phone ringing. But I know you're finally home singing. Looking down on us, we got a frown on. But we good, go ahead grandma, get your smile on. Know it seemed like our time is limited, or I guess I really should have visited more. But you always understood and say forgive me for. But every day that passed, just know I'm missing you more. You know I wish you was here, but God needed you. Lately when I close my eyes, all I see is you. You told me chase my dream, I'ma see it through. But see it's true, right now I'm needing you. Cause all we got now is a memory. That I remember you or you remember me. I know you're finally home, grandma. I'm just left with this message on my phone, grandma.
I can hear you say everything's gonna be okay. Just listen to me someday. I can hear you say everything's gonna be okay. Just listen to me someday. I can hear you say everything's gonna be okay. Just listen to me someday.
Every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over.
Your mercies are new every morning, God. Your love never changes.
Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Chasing after you. Oh, I know rules, no. Tonight, God, we'll pour our love on you, break open our box, give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and out. All that I am will shout, let my worship rise like a sweet perfume.
perfume. I pour my love all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he said, I'll pour my love. May you feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh Lord, open up and let me in, I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my love.
Your name. Glory to your name.
When you pray,
Together in here tonight if you want to.
Every burden, all of my misery, all of my crying, every trial.